This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In full disclosure, I did not watch the VP debate. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I watched it after the fact, but I did not watch it while it was occurring. Well, that's not totally true. I mean, I watched a part of it while it was happening. But the problem was my kid had a practice, and I was there, and I said, okay, well, I'll watch it. Melissa had it on, and I thought, well, I'll watch it for a little bit and see if I like it. And I got to tell you, I was immediately off put. Immediately. I'm going to get more into detail. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So we have this thing set up in the car. We're watching it. I've got TweetDeck ready to go. I'm going to start tweeting. And I knew there were going to be issues right away because the Twitter thing we were using, it wouldn't let me type what I wanted. It was like me talking right now, typing. It wouldn't let me type. I would type a word, and it would misspell it. We couldn't figure it out. So I put that down. I'm just listening. I'm going to start tweeting on my phone. And then what do I see? I see angry black woman face. And that's the reason why, look, I didn't watch it the first day. Thus, I didn't talk about it. I only got other people's opinions about it, and I was like, you know, what am I going to tell you? I watched 10, I don't even think I watched 10 minutes. Probably watched 5 minutes. And Pence was, he's a likable guy. He's very buttoned up. I met him before. He's a buttoned up dude. And I don't like his style. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just combative, and I'll get into that in just a bit. And I know, I'm going to tell you right now, in retrospect, looking at things, Pence won. Just like I gave you guys a synopsis of why President Trump won. President Trump knocked it out of the park. You just have to know what to look for. You have to know what are people going to remember. Now, do debates, the vice presidential debates matter? I got asked on a radio show, Kev, what do you think? You think it moved the needle? I think it did. I think Pence moved the needle. One person made the comment that Pence did a better job of representing Trump and his, you know, what his administration had done than President Trump. Probably true. But which one's going to resonate more? Donald Trump. The reason? It was a fight. It was a train wreck. It was a plane crash. It was a knockout. It was whatever metaphor you need. It's a thing that makes you look in that direction. That's what Trump did. With Pence and Kamala Harris, you weren't looking. Now, I gave you guys a measuring stick before, and I said to you, who did you watch the most in the Trump debate? Yeah, I don't even have to mention the other guy because it was the Trump debate. Who did you watch the most? You watched Donald Trump. Even when Biden was talking, he was you found yourself looking over at Donald Trump. Now, interestingly, the rules don't apply the same for Pence. Now you'll say, Kevin, you're backtracking on the statement you made. No, I'm not. I'm gonna explain in a second. So, who did you find yourself watching more in this debate? If you said you were even, but maybe you leaned towards Kamala Harris, and you may think, well, Kevin, by your rules, by your standards, that means she won. No, not exactly. See, the difference is, when you were watching Kamala Harris, it wasn't based on her comments. It wasn't based on some amazing insight or some intellectual thing that she's something profound that when you went, whoa. It was based on one very simple thing, and I'm going to tell you, was the thing that you focused on the entire debate. And the reason why I know this is because I focused on it myself. I asked other people. They all came back and said the same thing. Kamala Harris had angry witch face, and I don't know. There's a name for it. They actually have an acronym for it, but and replace witch with a different word, and you get what I'm saying. She had that look. She had the look of Shaniqua, you know, And she was going to make sure that you knew that I'm large and in charge. Yeah, so what? I don't know nothing about nothing, but that don't mean I can't chime in on stuff. Mm-hmm, that's racial. Oh, yeah, right there. That's racial. What he just said right there, that's racial right there. You know, with the big nails and the big old fake eyelash. And I'm not saying she had that, but metaphorically, that's what she represented. And you found yourself. Pence is talking about, he's blasting her, just crushing her. And she's all, whatever. You know, she's got that look on her face. And I asked myself these questions. I said, okay, so Trump, he's bombastic, he's boorish. You may not like him. But when you know that he's going to confront Xi, or he's going to confront Putin, or he's going to confront Merkel, or some other world leader, do you worry? Do you go, man, if he's, look at his demeanor. You know what you think? I'll tell you what we as conservatives, we think. We're like, he knows when to turn on the charm offensive. He knows when to, you know, he will handle the situation. He's been there. He gives you a level of confidence in dealing with that stuff that you would never get from Barack Obama. Never. Or you may go, oh man, he looks so good going in there, but you don't know what he's going to negotiate, man. And Obama proved it. So you got Trump, no matter what you think about his being, oh, hey, when he tweets, man, this stuff is stupid. When he gets in front of the people that he needs to get the dollars from, he knocks it out of the park. Not sometimes. When he met with the G7 and they were all, ooh, you're mean-spirited in this. And he says, look, you're going to pay your NATO bills or we're going to get out of it. Either you're paying or what? When he went to the UN and says, look, we're done with you. When he went to the Paris Climate Accords, he says, we're out. Everything this man does, when he said to the world, the WHO, when he says, look, you're just in the bed with China, we're done. You know, he's got your back. He's got your best interests in mind. You don't worry about it. Is he tweeting? Is he? He says what he means, and he means what he says. And every world leader on the planet respects him. Any of you, any of the clowns out there, these leftist clowns that do listen to my program, that want you to believe that Barack Obama was respected, they are lying through their teeth. They don't even believe it themselves. Donald Trump is respected. You may not like him, but you doggone Skippy gonna respect him. And you better respect that he controls the purse strings of the largest economy ever known to man and the largest one in the free world, built by over just 330 million people who have a larger economy than China, who's got 1.6 billion folks. You will respect us. He demands it. And so when he's doing his things at the debate, you're like, I'm watching him, because when he chimes in, it's right on point. Yeah, whatever, he's lying. That's nonsense. And then he interrupts to explain his point. That's leadership. We'll get more into this debate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Vice presidential debate, the first one. I don't know how many they plan on having. Maybe it's the only one. Clear victor, Vice President Pence. Biden's running mate. I'll get it out. Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, looked. They could have picked any sister from the hood and put her up there, and she could have done as well or better than Kamala Harris. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It is thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Do me a favor, download the show. I don't know how you listen to it. Get it to others. Help us keep growing this show. It is growing, and it's growing leaps and bounds. So I mentioned I didn't watch the debate when it happened. I watched it after the fact. And I said, Pence is so not Trump. I don't see Pence being president of the United States. I don't. He's vice president. He watched a lot of things, but I don't see him as president. He's just not combative enough. Nice guy. Really is. I'm combative. I'll admit this. But only when I'm right and when it's necessary. And when I do decide that I'm going to fight, and I've trained for it, I'm getting older, you know, muscles getting stiff, bones aching a little bit. But if the cake hits the fan, I fight like I'm 20 years old. And when I do fight, I fight as if I'm being drowned or being choked out. So I'll ask you this. How hard would you fight if your life depended on it? I'm going to tell you, pretty hard. There have been people that have lost their fingernails scratching at stuff, you know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? If you know this is now life or death, and you got to go hard at it, doesn't matter what the odds are, the average person says, I just got to do this. Guy's attacked by a bear. He fights for his life. Is he stronger than the bear? No. You know, woman attacked in an alley. Doesn't know what's going to happen. Does she worry about how strong the adversary is, or does she fight for her life? You fight for your life. Well, folks, let me tell you something. Our lives depend on what we do in this election cycle. So I can make light of various situations that happen, and I do. And by the way, I'm not, you know, blowing smoke up your commodos and make you feel good about Trump. Trump's going to win. But it's because you're willing to fight for your lives. We are in a situation, folks, where we better fight for our lives. This is life and death. Now, before you die, it's life. And the question you got to ask yourself is, what life do you want to lead? Leftists want to kill us. Folks, think about what I just said. Actually kill us. Not metaphorically, not literally, but in reality, they really want to kill us. So you need to take their tactics and their agenda seriously. And that's why you listen to me. I may take the sting off of the news. People tell me all the time, Kevin, man, I'm so happy to listen to your program because you're upbeat about things. I am upbeat. I'm not going to, look, if we're going to fight, I'm not going to worry about it. I trained to fight. I spent 40 years learning more than that now. I hate to admit it. But I spent over 40 years learning how to fight. You think I'm going to be all, oh, shoot, man, dude wants to fight? He's talking about meeting me outside after I get out of, you know, the coffee shop. Please. I'm smiling. I've been putting in a lot of time to fight. So let's do this. Yeah, I'm combative. But I'm only combative for the right reasons. You want to talk about my mama or whatever? Whatever, I get in my car. You want to threaten me or my family or my friends or my way of life or my ideology, and you think that you're going to bully me into thinking like you? You got to fight. I ain't running, and I am smiling because I trained for you. I take it seriously, though, folks. And only when necessary. And guess what? It's necessary right now. So how hard are you willing to fight? Now, here's the problem with the left. Sadly, they're too stupid to realize the error of their ways. And they have a cult-like hold over those who buy into their nonsense. And people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, which, by the way, they flail with the wind. They have no core, no morality, no ethics. They have nothing that gives them a solid base in anything. They are not religious. They're not even spiritual. It is all about them. So I'll ask you this. As conservatives, Republicans, pragmatists, independents, whatever, a non-Democrat, a non-leftist, can you leave the Republican Party, the conservative way of thinking, and keep your friends? Could you come to your friends today and say, hey, look, I know I voted for Trump, and but this time I'm not really sure, and I'm not sure what I want to do. Are you going to get beat down? Now, somebody may say, really? Just out of curiosity, what changed your mind? This is me. I would be like, what could have possibly changed your mind? Did you get paid? Is there like a payday? Or did you get hit? Was there an accident? Did you get hit in the head? Or is somebody holding your children hostage? Or your spouse? Because I don't get it. But at the end of the day, if they said, well, Kev, I would be like, oh, well, hey, interesting. You're one of the first. But I wouldn't go, oh, okay, all right, it's like that, huh? Yeah, well. And so put another way, is there any pressure on you to remain a conservative or a Republican? Or do you feel as if you could leave the reservation and nobody would be the wise? People would be like, well, it's kind of strange. Old Cav left. I don't get it. But wow. Maybe it'll be a little like, man, I thought that dude was real good. I mean, what, if I did it, I think you'd be shocked, right? But I mean, the average person, you'd be like, well, I mean, I always thought, you know, Joe grew up conservative. You know, he was raised on a farm. You know, he knows hard work and all that. It would surprise you, but you wouldn't want to kill him. Will we flatten his tires? Will we shoot him at a baseball practice? Will we drag the dude out of his car and beat him to death? Will we stalk him at an event and put a bullet in his brain? No. We won't. We just shake our heads at people like John Kasich or Bill Kristol. I don't believe anybody listening to my voice on the Kevin Jackson Show wants either of those clowns dead. I think they're stupid. And they, when they tweet, I don't even think about them. If I were to see them at an event, I might go, wow, Bill, strange to see you at a conservative event. Excuse me. Or John Kasich, you know, wow, you know, what brings you here? You know, but I wouldn't want to kill him. I wouldn't want to find out where his car is or follow him to the parking lot and do damage to him. No way. But Democrats will do that to you. It is a cult. And what you're witnessing with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden is they want to be the so-called leaders of the cult. Here's what's interesting about the Democratic Party and their choices of the people that they wanted to go against Trump and Pence. They're both stooges. Neither one of them would be in power if they got in power. Do you believe Donald Trump is in power right now of the Republican Party? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the President has approved a revised package, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are still working on the negotiations. Pelosi confirming that news on MSNBC.
And so we'll continue our conversation today because it is so necessary to meet the needs of the American people. I do hope that we will have an agreement soon.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 storm near Lake Charles, Louisiana, Friday night. Calcasieu Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dick Rimlin says debris from the last storm could hamper drainage in the city and lead to more flooding.
That's a major issue that we're concerned about is the amount of rain. If it produces 8 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain on a good day.
This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not hold a campaign rally this Saturday unless he's medically cleared to do so.
I believe it's Dr. Connolly because he has all the granular details of the testing and as to what medical bar needs to be met to show that you're not transmissible. But yes, there will be a test in place, and rest assured that test will show that it's not transmissible. He won't be out there if he could transmit the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her decision to push legislation forming a commission to review a president's fitness for office. Pelosi saying the bill is not about President Trump. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a matter of styles, isn't it? Donald Trump's combative. He's annoying. He's irritating, and a host of other things. But the thing is, it works. It's his style, and it works. And it's not Pence's style. It's my style. I think many Americans have finally adopted the idea. They've gotten used to the idea of Donald Trump being combative. Why? Because he's under attack constantly. So I'll put it to you this way. Do we fight for who fights for illegal immigration? Who fights for the release of criminals into the community? Heinous criminals. Because they want to make political points. Do we do that, or do the Democrats do that? Counterintuitive to its rotten core is that kind of logic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Who wants clean voter rolls, and who wants to ignore them? And when you want clean voter rolls, which is what every citizen should want, I want dead people off. I want people who've moved out of one district into another to be registered in that district and so on. So it's one man, one person, one vote. That would be fine. And who fights you on this? Who fights to make illegals legal in a system that they've not invested in? And I'm not talking about, you know, sneaking over and making a living and getting, you know, some payroll tax taken out. Because they take more than they give, no matter what they tell you. Who's invested in this stuff? You know, I'm just saying. Democrats, folks, they plan decades out. Decades out. Teachers are upset that parents are now currently involved in their kids' school. We were forced to get involved. Why? Because the school system wanted a break. Teachers were still getting paid while we were educating our own kids, having to get on systems and find grades and do everything. I mean, it's bad enough that you have to be the parent to your kid, because you know what that entails. Stop doing that. You can't do that. You're always in parent mode, correcting mode. It's rare that you get to just be to enjoy the kids. It's rare. You have to take those moments pretty, you know, and treasure them. And it used to be you get a break. You get a six-hour, seven-hour break. Kids go to school. You've sent them to school well-adjusted, and you expect them to come home well-adjusted. And that break is enough for you to see him and go, oh, yeah, I remember I liked you when you left. Because I know within an hour of you being home, I'm going to want to choke you out. But that's okay. I get this 5 minutes to appreciate you. But you don't get that anymore. Because now you got to be teacher and you got to be parent. And that's not good. But the Democrats, even after putting the full burden on you and you pay the tax dollars to pay for all this stuff, you know what those propeller heads say? Oh, those helicopter parents are watching us, what we're doing and what we're teaching, and now we got to really be very careful because they'll find us out. I'm not talking about education. I'm going to get back to this debate. But I'm just getting you revved up for what we're coming to here. You got Democrats that they plan things out. They've got devious plans for your kids. They've got a conveyor belt of ignorance for your kids. They then infuse it with you with diversity, equity, and inclusion and all these other nonsensical things, white guilt and white privilege and black people with slaves. And then they want a debate. And the debate is a debate over nothing. They have nothing to bring to the party. They can't tell you how they're going to improve the economy. Kamala Harris's comments on foreign policy were jokes, and Pence called her out on it. So I'll give you an example. Let's just start here in talking about the debate. Kamala Harris says, "The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country," and added a line about sacrificial workers. Then she went on, she accused Trump of, quote, covering it up, saying this, "Frankly, this administration has forfeited their right to re-election because of this." Talking about the Wu flu. Unbelievable. Then she says that the Biden-Harris plan is testing, contact tracing, and free vaccines. And Pence had to respond back to this nonsense. I'm just giving you one. But what was funny is he mocked them. He says, yeah, they seem to have plagiarized our plan, as it's exactly the same as the things we've been doing. Here's what his comment was. It looks a little like plagiarism, which Joe Biden knows a little something about. But bam, where's the drum when you need it? Ba-dum-bum. They talked about various topics, and Kamala Harris was she was either divisive, she was defensive, she didn't answer the question, she had her talking points, that's all she wanted to get in. She's not quick on her feet, she's quick on her back though. When I'm pumped, where's my drummer when I need him? Yeah. In every segment of this debate, Pence won. And with respect to the Wu flu stuff, what was a memorable thing? Stop playing politics with people's lives. That's what Pence said. Stop playing politics. But before we get into that, I want to go back to a critical piece of this thing, which is the demeanor of Harris. If you watched the debate, you couldn't miss it. So I'll ask you the question I got asked on a couple of radio shows when I was doing interviews. Who tilted the scale? You think it got tilted? Let me know. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So they talked about the health of the candidates. They were both asked, have you discussed what happens if kind of thing? It's a silly question for Pence. And Pence didn't really give an answer that made any sense. What Pence should have said is, look, we have a plan for if something happens to the president. I don't have to discuss it. It's discussed in the Constitution. It's called a secession plan. A succession plan. It's not a secession plan. Not a leaving plan. A succession plan. President, vice president. If something happens to President Trump, I take over. It's that simple. Now, I don't need to discuss it. President Trump, and this is what I would have said, he just beat the Chinese Wu flu. I mean, he didn't beat it. He destroyed it. The guy, he didn't even look sick. Number two, have you looked at presidents after 4 years when they are in office? I dare you to go back and look at a picture of Barack Obama from when he entered and when he left. When he entered and after 4 years. He looked like his granddaddy after 4 years. Donald Trump has the energy of a 40-year-old athlete, former athlete. And you want to question it? If you're going to question somebody, it is a good question for Kamala Harris, because we're 3 weeks away from the election and there are people that speculate if old Joe's going to make it. Now, see, that's what I would have said. And that's why we will win the presidency up for this bad boy. But see, Pence, that's what I'm talking about. He's not combative enough. The health of the candidates. That was his time to give a shout out. The way we handle the Wu flu. Look at what happened with the president. He went on his own routine that he talked about for months. We defeated it. Now he's going to give, we want to give it all to the people and let the same type of thing happen for them. And we got these people playing politics with people's lives. He could have reinforced it. Anyway, that was a great comment that I just made. Not Pence. The next thing they talked about was the economy. And Pence crushed her. Taxes. And I want to play the clip of what Pence said about that, because it'll give you an idea of how well he performed in this piece. Here you go.
21 is going to be the biggest economic year in the history of this country.
Thank you, Vice President Pence. Senator Harris?
Well, I mean, we saw enough of it in last week's debate, but I think this is supposed to be a debate based on fact and truth. And the truth and the fact is, Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Well,
I'm speaking.
The important is you said the truth. Joe Biden said twice in the debate last week that he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. That was tax cuts that gave the average working family $2,000 in a tax break every single year.
That is absolutely not true.
Is he only going to repeal part of the Trump tax cuts?
If you don't mind letting me finish, we can then have a conversation, okay?
Please.
Okay. Joe Biden will not raise taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000.
Not much really to say there. He says he's going to have the biggest year, economic year in the history of this company. And then she says, well, we need a debate based on fact and truth. And then she says he's going to, then they get into this discussion about the repeal of the tax cuts. He says Joe Biden said it twice in the debates. He would repeal the Trump tax cuts. She says, absolutely not true. Absolutely was true. So, see, this is where you get into the nuance of debate. She lied. She blatantly lied. He called her on it. And then he says this. Is he only going to repeal part of the Trump tax cuts? Ooh, talk about dagger through the heart. So, yeah, we're going to pick and choose. We're going to parse what we give and what we don't give. Because what he's saying is, how are you going to do that when Trump gave people back their money? How are you not going to tax people when we're the ones who said, we're giving you the money back? You're going to take that back? Got her. We come back, we'll talk about some of the other areas where Pence destroyed her. Foreign policy is the one that really is shows where Kamala Harris was, she's unprepared for any of it, but she was really not prepared for some of the responses that Pence had there. And as I said, always with that angry black woman look.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits must be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in a prescribed plan type is limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I've already told you guys I'm not a fan of Pence's style, but it ended up working with respect to how he dealt with Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris is grossly uninformed. I mean, she made one comment, something about rising. You know, I forget, but it had to do with her rising, giving her resume, and people were, you had to be shaking your head going, shut up, girl, you slept your way to the top. And again, I don't care necessarily, but I wouldn't put somebody in charge of anything I'm doing if they weren't actually qualified and hadn't slept their way into the situation. That's just me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Dissecting the Vice Presidential Debate. People are questioning how effective are they. You know that Pence crushed the Democrats because even the leftist pundits were talking about it. Just one after the other. Yeah, Pence got her on taxes. He got her on foreign policy. He got her on the economy. He got her on COVID. He got her. Yeah, it was a good response. And maybe that was the right temperament for debating her. Trump, if Pence beat her, Trump would have crushed her. But I think Pence crushed her. When I started out watching it, part of me kept saying, Pence, stop being such a pansy and go for it. And I know many of you did too. You want to know how I know? I got your messages. Don't make me call you out. Speaking of which, I did hear from my trucker buddy, David, and he said to me that Julie listens to the program, and she actually turned David onto the show, and she was mad that I gave a shout out to David and not to Julie. I didn't know Julie. She doesn't call me. Julie, it's your fault. It's not David's fault. But here's what I am happy about. Julie turned me on to David. David gives me a call, says he's at his brother's place. He's coming through where I live now. We're going to all get together and have a brewski and some steaks. Now, I missed him last time, but he was calling to warn me he's coming back through. So, David, I'm going to hold you to it. Julie, get on the stick. You offer me steaks and beer, and we can hang out, all right? That's true of all of you. And we are going to be doing some... By the way, I do want you to get signed up over at the Kevin Jackson Show. com. Get on our newsletter because we're going to start. I'm going to hit the road and I'm going to be coming to hang out with you guys. I'm going to say, you know, through the radio station or through some event that we put together. And for those of you who help us to get this thing started and get on the list, you're going to get first look at movies that we do. You're going to get first look at video production. You're going to get behind the scenes stuff. It's going to be cool. So please do that. I'm going to be mentioning that. We'll probably run an ad on the show so people know about it. Let's go back to this debate. So clearly the Democrats had this is a major problem. One, they're talking about the record of Joe Biden. That's the tools in the toolkit for Kamala Harris when she's going to defend a guy who's done nothing for 47 years and was part of an administration that was one of the most crooked administrations and has got major problems coming up in the next debate. So she's got no real weapons in the arsenal. Pence, on the other hand, has all kinds of weapons. The second thing that they have is they have a running mate, Joe Biden, who he would like to see as VP. It'll never happen. A woman who is not likable. I'll ask you, if that were our... Flip it over, people. Ask yourself this. If that were our VP... You know, current VP and acting like Kamala Harris, would you want that person as your VP? I can't imagine Kamala Harris negotiating for a box of Girl Scout cookies for me. She's like, so, the $5, is there a discount if you're black? Because I see the racial implications here, young Girl Scout. Oh, no discount, huh? Well, Kevin, I'm going to get you a discount. I mean, I wouldn't let this lady negotiate for a sarape for me in Mexico, much less put her in charge of our economy or be the one a heartbeat away from taking over. Are you out of your mind? Look, if you believe people watch that, let me tell you, there were black women watching that going, oh, man, ooh, is that how we act? Is that how we do? Here's what I will give her credit for. Kamala Harris got black women to go, I'm going to stop doing that nonsense. I'm going to stop talking like that and acting like that. She's going to do it. Anyway, let's go on. So climate change. They said Harris was unable to recover from being cornered on her sponsorship of the Green New Deal. Now, Trump mentioned it, but Pence hammered it home. Hammered it. Yeah, and by the way, Kamala Harris, they were fact checking her after the fact, they said, hey, you are the person who said you would kill fracking, because she's lying. Again, she says, I want to debate with truth. I want to debate with I want people to, you know, we should be talking about the truth. Well, let's talk about the truth. If you're going to talk about the truth, let's start looking at what your record is on green energy. You supported the Green New Deal and AOC. You say you're going to kill the fossil fuel industry. She lost. One of my favorite exchanges came, though, about China. She was all over the place, and Pence essentially called Biden a cheerleader for China, and I didn't. We only got a couple of clips because I didn't want to redo the debate. But here's the one that got me. I love this clip, and here's Pence talking about China responding to Harris.
Want to move on to?
Well, I'd love to respond. Look, lost the trade war with China. Joe Biden never fought it. Joe Biden's been a cheerleader for communist China over the last several decades. And again, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. When Joe Biden was vice president, we lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. And President Obama said they were never coming back. He said we needed a magic wand to bring them back. In our first 3 years after we cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, this administration saw 500,000 manufacturing jobs created. And that's exactly the kind of growth we're going to continue to see as we bring our nation through this pandemic. But a Green New Deal, your massive new mandates, your Paris Climate Accord, it's going to kill jobs this time just like it killed jobs.
I could stop there because, see, that was Pence with that passive-aggressive attack. That was where I was like, okay, all right, I become a cheerleader. He says, lost a trade war with China. Biden never fought it. He was a cheerleader for China. Now, they've already poll tested this. See, while the Democrats were testing things like Wu Flu and Trump is a liar and I don't know, whatever it is, better, whatever they're saying is, the Republicans were saying things like China. Well, I want you to remember in 2016 when Donald Trump brought up China, it was not being discussed at all. People weren't even paying attention to what is China doing to us? Trump brought it to the forefront, and it has never stopped. He talked about our trade deficit, how they were skirting or getting into our critical industries by shipping stuff to other countries and all, and we're bringing it back. And nothing could be more stark. You lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. We brought back 500,000 manufacturing jobs. And oh, by the way, baby black Jesus is the one who said they would never come back. He said we would need a magic wand. Perfect. Perfect. Then he talked about the Green New Deal. Kept that albatross necklace, that, you know, handcrafted albatross necklace completely around Harris's neck to the point where she looked like Quasimodo leaving the stage. That thing was so heavy. Oh, she couldn't even walk. That was just the beginning. He won. Foreign relations, they gave him a tie. This one guy did. The Supreme Court. This is the one that people are talking about the most. Harris refusing to answer the question of packing the court. Pence, frank about being pro-life. Confront. Yes, pro-life. We'll play by the rules, but we're pro-life. You don't need to pack the court. We're happy with the rules the way they are. Barack Obama appointed two SCOTUS justices. He didn't get to appoint a third. Yeah, you can call it whatever you want. Sorry, to the victor go the spoils, but he put two on. One that had never had experience as a judge. Who would do that? Who would do that? Pence crushed this woman. Racial justice, Pence won. Misleading quotes and sound bites, he crushed her, discussing all the ways in which the left is lying about racism. And let me tell you, again, not dealing with facts. Harris is dealing with, I'm going to appeal to people and try to get them to think wrong. Think differently. Transfer of power. Pence crushed her. Reminded the audience, they spent 4 years trying to overturn the previous election another way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.